Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, very, very excited to be bringing you this morning's program. We've got a lot to cover with you today. A lot for us to talk about. Hour number three. We'll go through all of it, but Matt Long is going to be with us. We're going to get into some conversations about January 6th and some other topics as well. But you know, J6 is more, it's not just that day. And the issues associated with it are not just about January the 6th. They're about the United States Constitution and the rights of the people to redress their government, and a government that believes, and this is where it gets really sticky, and we'll try to unsticky it, but this is where it gets sticky. Because the reality is that the government is supposed to be us. We are the government of the United States of America. And these individuals simply have one role. And that role, hang on, I gotta fix something. Okay, we're good. That role is to represent us. And we'll get into that here in just a second with my very first guest, as a matter of fact. Also coming up next hour, Pastor David Lowry will be with us. We're talking about what's going on in the black community. We're talking about what's going on in black churches. And one of David's biggest concerns about the black church right now is the level of homosexual activity that's taking place there, and in particular amongst leadership, and then the laying down, the lack of actually speaking the truth. So we'll get into that with Pastor David coming up. Ward Connerly is with us today as well. We'll talk equality is not equity, and equality is what we're looking for, not equity. And we'll get into that with Ward Connerly, who is just an iconic figure who rolled back affirmative action in California to start with, and then across the country. So we'll get into all of that. But joining me right now, waiting patiently for me, I'm really appreciative of him. We met in 2015, I believe it was, in person at Value Voter Summit.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah, and we had communicated, and you had actually been on the radio program previously, but we actually got a chance to meet one another face-to-face, and that was in Washington, D.C. at the Value Voter Summit. So I welcome Peter LaBarbera, AmericansForTruth.org. Welcome. .com. I'm sorry. AmericansForTruth.com. There we go.
And Greg, I just bought AmericansForTruth.gay because I found out that was available. And I know what gay activists do is they try to steal websites. So
I love it. I love it.
Yet, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's actually, AFTA also, right? AFTAH.org.
Yeah. That's Americans for Truth about homosexuality.
Yeah.
I was young and a little bit naive and I kind of just made a direct name and it's for some people, it's just a little too much, but you know what? That's what we're all about is we're all about telling the truth. And what's so fascinating about this debate, Greg, and I know you're one of the people who understands it very well, is it's just such a thoroughgoing lie from the word gay to sexual orientation, which was an evil genius concept, both of those, to the lies now, which have, it's a metastasizing evil, which continually is pushing new names in the public. And when you've got the media as your PR firm, think of the media pretty much almost as the PR agency of this gigantic sin movement. It's very hard to fight back.
Well, and now, I mean, on all fronts, because one of the things that they've attempted to do, as you so eloquently were just saying, is to steal words. And now, I had a guest on yesterday who was talking about this, Rick Manning was talking about this, that Wikipedia has come out and said that dictionaries actually don't define words. They tell you what a word currently is interpreted as.
Yeah.
But it's not the actual definition. So now words and language and so on, and this is why I got so deeply yesterday into the issue of biblical inerrancy, and I actually had Christian Widener onto the program yesterday, who has written some great books. His most recent one is this one here, Witnessing the End, and it uncovers why he believes that we are in Daniel's seventh week. It's really well done, well written. And he also has a book about the temple, that I actually, my wife has in the other room. But it talks about the temple location and that it's really in plain sight and available for the temple to be built. But at any rate, we talked about biblical inerrancy. And the importance of that, because again, it's about foundations, but you were talking about this agenda that they have been on. And right. You and I have talked numerous times in the past about, for example, the document, The Overhauling of Straight America.
Right.
Which is a document that no one on radio talks about. And you and I have both been warned. I've been told, well, your radio show, with the quality of its guests and content and so on and so on, you'd be on 150, 200 stations, but you gotta let the homosexual thing go.
Yeah, it's become the, almost the religion of the left. I say abortion, homosexuality, and radical feminism. And it's interesting that the homosexual activists and now the transgender activists are militant crusaders for abortion. But Greg, you're absolutely right. It's the untouchable. I remember I was thinking back because I'm kind of in a stage where I'm archiving. I'm trying to archive our massive library. We've got a huge library, Greg, over 1,000 LGBT oriented books and even the conservative books, which are being banned, by the way. You can't get Joe Dallas's books on Amazon. Joe Dallas is a wonderful man who came out of the homosexual lifestyle. Amazon is banning his books, and yet Amazon carries Hitler's Mein Kampf. They were they were pressured to keep that in the interest of history, and yet all it takes is one tech savvy gay activist to complain to Amazon, and your book is off of Amazon. And so I was thinking back, Greg, and I remember when I first got started with Lambda Report, which was the predecessor to Americans for Truth. We had a thing called Lambda Report, which covered the gay movement using gay sources. I was a reporter by background. And I remember a conservative, I don't want to say his name, but he was a very anti-communist conservative. And he told me, he said, just stick with pedophilia. Stay away from homosexuality. And this is in the 90s.
Right.
So the intellectual class in the conservative, even in the conservative movement, all the intellectual, what they share is a sort of enlightened view that the homosexual issue is, that's a done deal, it's over.
Well, and that's what they said. Remember when they just overturned Roe v. Wade? They came out and they specifically said that Obergefell, you had two of the justices that jumped in and wrote on it after Thomas wrote about substantive due process and the fact that Obergefell should be overturned as well, along with the sodomy case from back in the 70s in Texas, the Lawrence case. But they all came out and said, no. That's settled. The marriage issue is settled law now. Now, when it was first done, it was rogue justices, unelected rogue justices, because they overturned the constitutions of 32 states. And my argument that I have made relative to this particular subject matter is, while I am absolutely pro-life and concerned about the killing of the unborn, they are not, as of yet, and had not been, performing abortions at the front of the church.
Right.
But they perform sodomy at the front of the church. They perform sodomy on the altar. When you pretend to wed two sodomites together, you are performing the abomination of desolation at the altar of God at the front of your church. And you're bringing a curse.
Greg, can I make a point too?
Absolutely.
I was on a show yesterday and I've got to do some reading up on this, but remember, in the Supreme Court case, just as in the Supreme Court sodomy case, Lawrence v. Texas overturned Bowers v. Hardwick, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned its own precedent on homosexual so-called marriage. The Baker v. Nelson case of 1972, let me read it to you here. Richard John Baker and Gerald B. R. Nelson, Minnesota, is a case in which the Minnesota Supreme Court decided that, well, this is Minnesota Supreme Court, decided that construing a marriage statute to restrict marriages, licenses to persons of the opposite sex, in other words, restrict marriage licenses to what marriage actually is, man, woman, does not offend the U.S. Constitution. Now, I think this case was rejected. I'm not sure if they appealed and went up to the Supreme Court, but yes, they appealed and it was rejected by the Supreme Court. So the Supreme Court did not even consider. They appealed the Minnesota court's opinion to the U.S. Supreme Court. Their claim, the marriage statute as construed, implicated three rights. It abridged their fundamental right to marry, discriminated based on gender, and contrary to the Equal Protection Clause, and deprive them of privacy rights. And that claim, on October 10th, 1972, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a one-sentence order stating, quote, the appeal is dismissed for want of a substantial federal question, unquote. So we're talking about precedent.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll hit that when we come right back. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. My guest, Peter LaBarbera, back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effects in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses, and my very special guest, Peter LaBarbera. And you can find him at AmericansForTruth.com, AmericansForTruth.com, or we have up on the display AFTA.org. And so, Peter, we were talking about, you were explaining to us about the Minnesota case. So go ahead and start there. And then we also talked in the break about, you know, good versus evil and what that is. And I kind of gave you just a very quick analysis, you know, just as it relates to, I don't even remember what exactly it was that I said.
Well, yeah.
But you start.
As far as the Supreme Court, all the listener needs to know is that the Supreme Court overturned its own precedent on so-called homosexual marriage. Two gay activists basically went ahead of their time. The left is very organized. They jumped the gun. They said, no, we want to do it now. The movement was still young, the modern homosexual activist movement. which is was in your face since Stonewall, which remember was basically Black Lives Matter before Black Lives Matter. What Stonewall riots were in anti-cop riots, where one person even tried to burn cops who were barricaded inside the bar. So this was Black Lives Matter before Black Lives Matter rioting. And that started.
Yeah. But it was also men and it introduced the term chicken, because they went down into the subways and they took these innocent young boys that came in from the Midwest, drugged them as they brought them off the trains, took them into the men's room and raped them, and then turned them into male prostitutes. And the sexual activity that was going on in the tan bark areas and in the swing set areas and so on, and the absolute grotesqueness. And it's very similar to what you're seeing on the floats at the pride parades in LA, in DC, and in San Francisco just this year. And this happens every year. We're back to it. The pandemic shut some of that down, but now we're back to it. And San Francisco is going to go ahead and have their kink and fetish festival in spite of the fact that they've shut everything else down. But go ahead,
yeah,
Peter.
And Greg, in spite of, we've got even gay activists are admitting now what the public health stats are finding on monkeypox, which is more than 90% of the cases are gay and bisexual men who have sex with men, and the danger especially is multiple partners. What do you think these gay festivals like the Folsom Street Fair in San Francisco, which, by the way, mayor, back when he was mayor of San Francisco, Gavin Newsom endorsed that. This is a grotesque. I've attended. This is a critic. I've monitored this. You have open nudity in the streets. You have men sodomizing each other in the open air of the streets of San Francisco. The Folsom Street Fair is being held again, but these are homosexual events where basically they would make Sodom blush. Some of the things that are going on.
And the point is that
this is the genesis of monkeypox.
Well, and this is also what was going on in Stonewall, and it was so bad that it drove out the merchants, it drove out the families, and Ed Koch, who was the precinct chair in that area, is the one who ordered the police to go in to restore order. There is a Black Lives Matter type of vibe to this, but what they were fighting for, this whole issue erupted over the fact that these men were out nude having sex in the middle of the day in parks, on benches, wherever they could find it, because that's what it was about. It was about orgies.
And this is consistent with, I remember Dianne Feinstein, remember Senator Dianne Feinstein? Her career was launched. She complained about the sex in the parks, the homosexual sodomy going on in the parks in San Francisco. And later she had to dial that back because, of course, this is what always happens. You know, you grow, but Greg, I do remember what you talked about. I think it's important. You mentioned Kirk and Mattson after the ball. And,
yes.
This is a sort of a gay activist marketing manual that was written, I believe, in the 80s.
1989, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. And two homosexual activists. And one of the tactics, now they had the one where you basically say Greg Young, and then you show Adolf Hitler. And you say, okay, these are the same. That's one of the texts. Another one is called jamming. Now, jamming, I think, is the most effective one, which is you're going to basically be afraid to speak the truth for being called a name or being associated with the with what they're calling hate and bigotry. And this has had a profound impact. Along with the coming out strategy, which was really pushed heavily by Harvey Milk, who was the homosexual who also, as a 33-year-old man, had a sexual affair with a 16 or 17-year-old boy. That's probably statutory rape in New York City.
Which was common. Yeah, Harvey Milk was a supervisor in San Francisco.
Yeah, but this is back when he was a new
gay. Right. In New York. Yes, sir.
He's a gay hero. Obama put him on a stamp. They named a ship after him, in a Republican administration, but anyways, it was a ship named after Harvey Milk. This man was wicked. He, as I said, basically man-boy affair with a runaway kid.
Yep.
And then they named their dog Trick and Trade, which is after the hustler business, like you were talking about. They named their dogs after the hustler business.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this brief break. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Peter LaBarbera is my guest.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I had to twist his arm, but I got Peter to stick around with me for a little bit longer, because look, folks, I have to tell you, you know, this is such a critically important issue. This is what I said to you, Peter, in the break, in our previous break. And that is, you know, they are, and I am absolutely 100% pro-life. But they are not performing abortions at the front of the church. But I'll tell you what they are performing at the front of the church. They are performing sodomy. When they take two sodomites and they say, now I'm going to join them together and I'm going to bless their sodomite union. That is the performance of sodomy. And I would suggest that it is what scripture refers to as the desolation, the abomination of desolation that's discussed in Revelation that is going to be done on the altar. Because the reflection of it is the reflection of how do you stop procreation?
Greg, I think we talked about this in the last show. When you've got upwards of 1 in 5 Gen Z young people now identifying as LGBTQ.
Yes, we did.
Yep. A demographic threat. What is? Women are having a hard time finding marriageable men, Christian women. We're seeing young women now on this transgender craze, which is definitely, it's like a contagion where one of her friends says, oh, I'm becoming a boy. And then all her, this is happening at such a rate. Because of the internet, everything's quicker. And now we're seeing the Gallup poll, which you can find on Gallup. And where are the Republicans talking about this? I mean, Bill Maher, the sort of atheist, I think he's an atheist comedian, he criticized it. He said, look, when you've got 1 in 5 calling themselves LGBT, by the year 2050, we're all going to be gay. We're all going to be, I mean, if he can criticize it, where's Ted Cruz? Where's the Republican Party? And by the way, I wanted to say one thing more too about the marriage, Greg.
Yes.
Also, in this threat to marriage where we see the actual attempt to codify same-sex sodomitic marriage, so-called, in federal law, we have to lay part of the blame with Donald Trump, because Donald Trump, one of the big, huge mistakes he made when he was newly elected, everybody was surprised, he beat Hillary Clinton. He goes, I think it was Leslie Stahl, 60 Minutes?
Yeah.
And what did he say? He said the gay marriage issue is over. He said that's settled law, Obergefell.
Yes.
Mistake, right. And there should have been massive pushback by the Christians. But, of course, maybe the Christians were so excited that Hillary lost. I mean, it got lost in the mix. And then Trump went on to hire Rick Grenell. And Trump himself under Grenell. I supported Trump. I voted for Trump. I'm not a never Trumper. So
right.
Don't hear that.
Right.
But the fact is Trump pushed his administration advanced this cause of pushing for the normalization of homosexuality worldwide by crusading against the, for decriminalization of sodomy all over the world.
Well, it's also significant to recognize that, you know, he was actually parroting something that was already out there. And that was something I think that you and I talked about a little bit in the break. And that was the idea, you know, again, this sense that, you know, again, Obergefell is somehow settled law. That was the big deal when you had the situation recently with the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And again, it is and it isn't. Yes, they've overturned Roe v. Wade in the sense that the federal government is no longer going to be engaged or involved in mandating abortion. Now, this new law that they're trying to pass and get through out of the House and the Senate and pushed on to Biden, would do that. But there's not a law that says that. However, The issue that you have is that Kavanaugh, basically, along with Roberts, they both subverted Thomas's pleading and what Thomas wrote relative to substantive due process, because substantive due process was where they just pulled law out of thin air, and that's what they used to apply to the Roe v. Wade. Substantive due process didn't exist before Roe v. Wade.
Right.
And that's the basis, and our constitutional originalist attorney who's with us each and every Wednesday, David Shostokas, said that they spent 3 years debating about what it is and trying to figure out what it is. And even the professors in law school don't know what substantive due process is.
But Greg, isn't it interesting how the law parallels society? Because you can't, how do you define sexual orientation? I was curious the other day. I was reading the gay activists are moving beyond this. They at one time, remember, they pushed the lie of born gay. It was very useful to them because what does it do? It says, oh, if you're born that way, then you have no moral culpability for your actions. You are just inherently homosexual and all those moral bigots. You don't have to listen to them because that's who you are. Now, they discarded that. They used it. It was never proven. Remember, there were attempts. I was at a talk. Dean Hamer was one of the scientists. He's now an activist filmmaker. He was one of the scientists who tried to push the idea of a genetic marker for homosexuality.
And there is none.
Yes. And Dean Hamer, look it up, Hamer. I went to cover a speech he gave for a gay activist group. When he saw me, he flew into a rage because he knew who I was. And if I had had my tape recorder on, I would have had audio evidence of the fraud that this guy was, because he went into a rage in front of the crowd. This is after the talk. He said, "You're stalking me." He started yelling and screaming, because here's why. Dean Hamer is a homosexual who left his wife. He had a self-interest in his claim that homosexuality was genetic because he wanted to rationalize his lifestyle choice. And that's the number one thing you need to understand about this movement. It's all sinners trying to rationalize their lifestyle choices. And even the word gay is a misnomer, because it implies an actual objective trait, as opposed to just you're falling to temptation and to sin. It is not who you are.
And the other place of this, and this is something, maybe this was what we were talking about, it's this idea that we are sinners saved by grace.
Yes.
And it's the same thing as John standing up, and I'm just using an abstract name, but it's the same thing as John standing up and going to AA meetings for 15 years and saying, "Hi, I'm John, I'm an alcoholic," and John hasn't had a drink in 10 years. Okay? It's the same thing. And so what God has been showing me about this too, Peter, is, yes, there are heretics and there's heretical teaching and there's all these kinds of things that are going on in the church. And as we've said, there's an acceptance of, you know, calling evil good and good evil and what have you. But the biggest part is that inerrancy of scripture is no longer taught. So there's no basis. There's no foundation. There's Paul's a homophobe. That is actually something that's gone beyond just a whisper in the halls of seminaries. It's now actually something that's out there, that Paul must have been a homophobe. Oh, and by the way, Paul hated women as well. And so there's been this complete and total perversion of scripture and a lack of this fact. Jesus Christ said, "I have overcome sin and death." Well, we don't have an issue as in Christendom yet with the idea of him overcoming death. That concept, because look, let's face it, and I've died, but let's face it, most people haven't died and come back. When you're dead, you're dead. So it becomes kind of a mute argument. It's like, well, I believe that, you know, when you die, you go to heaven. I believe that when you die that, you know, all these good, flowery, good things happen. Well, you're dead. You can believe that if you want to believe it. You cannot believe it if you don't want to believe it. But where the rubber has got to meet the road is right here and right now. And Jesus Christ came to change the right here and right now. Yes, eternal life. Yes, hope for the future. Yes, all those promises. But folks, he said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He didn't say I'm going to come back a second time and straighten things out. He said on the cross, it is finished. And then he rose again and he spent hundreds of days teaching and saying, look, everything I have told you that I was going to accomplish, I just accomplished. Now I'm sending the Holy Ghost. Live this out. Live this out. Be ye perfect. Oh, we can't be perfect, Pastor. You don't understand. Now you're being arrogant. Now you're being... No, I'm not. I'm being Christian. I'm being biblical. If you've still got sin in your life, it's not your fault. It's because you haven't yet realized the love of God and the power of God to destroy that sin. Christ doesn't want you to ever struggle with sin again. That's a crazy thought. That's why even in I Believe, which you're going to hear in a minute, I say, look, you get back up and you keep walking. Because why? Because Christ has saved you fully, completely, totally, totally saved you. I'll be back right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology. And with maximum absorbency, they dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. So I've just confessed my... No, it, look, folks, here's the bottom line, what I'm telling you. Number one, when we respond in a genuine human way, we get sin confused, I think, too, Peter. Honestly, I think we get sin confused relative to what God's got His Ten Commandments. And primarily, if we put God first, if we make Him the number one thing in our lives, and you don't have to be a minister, you don't have to be a pastor, you don't have to go into ministry. Making God first means when I wake up in the morning and I open my eyes, the first thing on my thoughts is, okay, God, what are we going to do today? What do you want to do with me today? In the grocery store. as I'm driving down the road, whatever I'm doing, you've got a plan for today. Let's do this day together.
And Greg, I think an important thing for all people, if you're watching this and you're homosexual or you think you're transgender or whatever, that lifestyle, which is basically a sin movement, is not, we can say as believers, it is not part of God's plan for you to have that identity. Right. And I think that's the evil genius. And that, I think it is so wicked how all the language bends towards this. I mean, think about it. I was talking to somebody about the word sodomite. I don't use it a lot, but they were saying how they don't think you should use it at all. And I thought, well, I hear what you're saying, because he said that's not a way to win people over. But then I was thinking the greater sin in terms of words is Christians now use the word gay like it's a real thing. He's gay. What is that saying? It sounds so
innocuous.
Well, also it's yes. It sounds like a trait.
Right.
He's Hispanic. He's gay, as opposed to he is practicing homosexual behavior, or he wants to practice homosexual behavior. I mean, it's much more stark when you put it in terms of behavior, but the Bible looks at this as a behavior issue, not any kind of identity issue. It's a behavior issue.
Well,
now the evil part, the so-called the celibate gay Christian movement is saying, okay, look at, we can hold on to our LGBTQ identity. We just can't practice. But there's too much emphasis on holding on to this identity. Oh, I am an LGBTQ Christian. Like, I can't practice. I'll grant that part of the Bible, but I'm still going to hold on to this identity. And why would you hold on to an identity rooted in sin?
Well, it's the same thing then as continuing down the road and saying, I'm a liar. I'm working on, you know, I try not to lie, but I'm still a liar. That's not who God says you are. Christ didn't come so that you can remain in the identity of your sin. And so long as you continue to proclaim that as who you are, you're giving the enemy an inroad into your thoughts, into your actions, into pulling you in and into pulling you down. Don't give the enemy that inroad. Don't give the enemy that inroad. See, this is why it's good news. It's not beating you up. It's lifting you up. Okay? He says that he takes you out of the mire. Out of the mire. When we keep telling people that we are our sin, we're staying in the mire. God loves you too much for that. He really loves you. So what we're telling you is we love you too, and we want you to know that there's freedom in Christ.
Right, and then, Greg, of course, from a worldly perspective, what happens next to this movement? In 10 years or 5 years or 2 years, these same individuals are going to say, well, Greg, now that you've recognized me as an LGBTQ Christian, what kind of a God would not allow me to have a loving relationship like you have with your wife?
Okay, so let me answer that, because I actually spoke about that this morning in the prayer call that I was on. Do you know that scripture, and I will have it for you later, but do you know that scripture actually says that God created eunuchs? We think about eunuchs in terms of something that man does by some force of a knife or a sword. But did you know that God actually creates eunuchs, and that he has called those individuals to a higher calling, to serve in government? I'm not suggesting that pastors can't get married, or this is not what we're talking about. We're talking about eunuchs. In other words, individuals who actually don't have a sexual proclivity, but they have been forced in culture to choose. And now with the indoctrination of LGBTQ, they've been forced to choose homosexuality. But in reality, there are eunuchs. There are those that are male and female. We're all that way. That have an attraction, Peter, to, you know, men to women, women to men. But there are those that have been created as eunuchs for a specific purpose. Because listen, if you're not married and you're single in that way, you have an ability to be completely unbiased. You can be a judge. You can be a representative. You have an unbiased, a purity about you that no one else can have. Paul even says, if you can't remain celibate because of the desires that you have, which are natural desires, then get married. But if you can remain single, then remain single because you can be of service to God. And there are, and the problem is the enemy hates those kinds of people that are born that way because of the call of God that's on their life that could be so incredibly powerful if we would stop with the perversion. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, the perversion is what is pushed, and we're seeing now this incredible push, even drag queens for kids and
all of that. Yep. We're going to have to jump.
And we see this train coming of the celibate gay Christian movement. And I don't think they're talking about what you're saying because they're talking about mixed orientation marriages. No.
I agree. Yeah. And that's why we've got to change this again and bring it back to what does the word of God say? We got to go. Peter, I'm loving this, man. We're going to get you back again soon. Peter's going to become a regular guest here on the program, and I'm really looking forward to that. My next guest is Pastor David Lowry. We're going to get into some of this relative to the black community as well right after this break.
These are domestic terrorists.
The six was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Morgan has been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, and now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself. Total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.